Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Hey, look at us doing another Glory Days podcast.
Glory Days!
God, it's where we were paid for it.
You swear so. You'd imagine. There's a lot of extras these days.
There's a lot of add-ons.
But yeah, we're all good. We're all happy. Today, of course, is the day. If you're listening, it might have happened now by the time you've listened to this. But the Irish football team come back from the World Cup.
I'm loving
this World Cup. I have to say, I'm all over it at the moment. As Jim will tell you,
The weird thing about it is, I'd be very, encouraging of being supportive of the Women's World Cup and everything. It's just technically we're on air doing our job when he's watching us.
I know, but what's the difference? I don't do that. Just let me watch the football. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you're a man who, you are prone to the odd distraction.
Oh my God, yeah. I love a distraction.
Like you are, I remember many, many years ago, you described yourself as as a squirrel or something running around after a piece of silver paper.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, I don't think I wouldn't argue against. Of course, I wouldn't argue. It was me that said it. But
yeah. Oh no, I'd have to disagree with myself.
Not having that. Jim.
Yeah. Who said that? You did. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I wouldn't be listening to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how dare you reflect back onto me with the things I said about myself? But it's great watching. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. There was a cracker of a game yesterday between South Africa and Italy and all of that. And the best thing about it is, the lads' World Cup. The betting sort of form, not betting, let me rephrase that. The gambling way of doing things is sort of different because we know we're so. Like, Brazil got knocked out yesterday because Jamaica did something. That would never happen in the men's game. The countries seem to be completely different countries.
There's no correlation. Well, no guaranteed correlation between the men's and women's teams of any particular nation.
Like, the USA are never going to win a man's World Cup.
No.
The women have won a few, I think. So, like, it's kind of... It's deadly. The unpredictability of it is deadly.
Yeah.
You know, and also...
And you're saying that's a good thing
for me. Oh, I love it.
Now, the other thing we have to point out is always gamble responsibly, of course. But I would have thought that's... harder. No, doesn't that make it tougher to predict?
It does, yeah. I'm losing loads. And I have to say, like Jim says, the gamble responsibly.
Whatever you do, don't start
as if I gamble a lot. I'm Mr. Tenor. I lose a tenor and I get so sore I can't gamble again for 3 months.
But is it also not just pointing out how little we know about women's football?
Yeah, that's the other problem. That's the other problem. But I do get that. That's the other problem.
Because you can come at it from the point of view of like, it's mad. You don't know who the good teams are because they're not the same as the men's. And then somebody could turn around and go, yes, well, if you paid any attention to women's football over the years, you would know.
And you would know.
You're not getting it.
They only invented it, you fucking idiot. They only invented it. It was illegal in all of the world except for under
brilliant.
Yeah. And it's gas. I'm actually watching it like that now. You know the way you watch like Georgie Come Dancing. Oh, no, it's not called that. Strictly Dancing. Georgie Come Dancing.
I tell you now, I tell you something. You have had very good ideas many times in your life, but none as good as that.
Dirty Come
if
Dancing.
If anybody wants to do a Bluey version for a Saturday night of Dirty Come
imagine
Dancing.
Fun for all the family. Watch. Imagine Keith Chegwin in his underpants grinding off else.
It'd be tough with Keith Chegwin, sadly. R.I.P. and all.
Oh, is he dead? He's not as well, is he? Who's alive then? Les Dennis.
Who's alive?
Les.
Who's alive? What an amazing open-ended question. How long have you got? So who's alive? Come here, listen. You know the way it is. Who's alive now? No, just in general. Tell me, everybody, who's alive now?
At least when people listen to this podcast go, they don't know anything about women's football. They're misogynist. All they have to do is listen for 3 minutes ago. They actually just don't. Well, you're mad.
I take it back. They're not misogynist.
He doesn't know the difference between life and death.
That lad literally doesn't know who's alive.
He doesn't know who's alive, he says, about Keith Chegwin. Les Dennis, I'm always getting them confused.
Yeah. I tell you, Dirty Come Dancing.
Dirty Come Dancing.
It even has
the
great ring to it. I guarantee
it. Does, doesn't it?
You know the way, there's probably a Bluey version. There's probably a Bluey movie
there
called
definitely
that.
Definitely is.
You know the way they always take like the actual title and just alter it as little as possible for the Bluey version.
Shaving Ryan's privates and all that. A shitty gangbang and all that. And like
which, but again, I don't know if there is one of them because that sounds the worst Bluey I've ever heard of. You tried this before, but the shitty gangbang is literally, I don't even want to see that one. You know what I mean? I'm not sure what you're into, but that'd be hardcore now.
Hold on now. I don't want to see it either. I don't even, like you said, I don't even know if it's a real one. Yeah. But I will say the Blueies, they've let it go. Like, they used to be great. There's no, like, you know, there's no booby. Oh, booby is for Barbie. That's a terrible analogy.
Booby for Barbie? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, yeah. But that's terrible. But, like, there's not, all the modern movies don't have those equivalents. The Blueies, they've lost their imagination. The scripts used to be great. You know, the storylines and all, they used to be brilliant. You know, there'd have to be something involved in them back then. It wasn't like just like fella
and of course they
saying, take your knickers off, or, you know, whatever. It's all dirty stuff now. The Blueies are all dirty.
You miss the great acting, don't you?
Yeah, and the stories. Yeah, there's none of that now. You know, there's no fella saying, oh, jeepers, I'm after some, what do you mean I brought you the wrong pizza? She goes, oh, and I'm so hungry. If only there was something to eat that wasn't pineapple. And he's like, oh dear, what'll I think of?
Yeah. What's your preference? I really like meat. Let me see what I've got.
A large pepperoni.
Yeah. Oh. In case you don't know, pepperoni's like a big sausage.
Yeah, and he's like, oh God, we just ran out. You know, like, they don't
write them like that
anymore. Yeah, yeah. Like, they don't have any, there's no real costume anymore. Like, there was always great costume.
Costume?
Yeah.
They're Bluey.
Yeah, there was always a bit of costume, a cowboy hat and a pair of stockings and your man wearing a moustache.
You do realise that the costume department in the Bluey is a piece of string, one feather boa. And a hat.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no, like, and the music, there's no, like, there's no music at all actually in them now that they come to think of it. You know, it used to be like years ago, burn out, boo, yibbity yibbity boo, whatever, you know, it's like, and your mum would tell me that.
You were obviously as an animal poor or somewhere. Where are you going with your yibbity dibbity
doo? I want to walk like you.
Actually, what now, have they done a Bluey version of the Jungle Book?
I meant the Jungle Book.
That's a Bluey version of
that's
the Jungle
disgraceful.
Book.
That's disgraceful. Wasn't there rumours years ago of one going around Animal Farm or something? Wasn't there?
That's not the Jungle Book, you lunatic. That's the George Orwell classic Animal Farm.
But yeah, imagine doing the Bluey version of that. Napoleon says all porn stars are equal, but some are more equal than others. Yeah.
Oh my God! Actually, was it George? No, it wasn't George.
It was George. Yeah.
Oh man!
But there wasn't mad rumors of them, and then there was all the rumors about the Irish ones going around that never materialized. I don't know if they were real or not.
Yeah.
You know,
like, what were the Irish ones?
I don't know what they were called, but there was supposed to be one of, like, I don't know, two lads in a van or something like that. But that wasn't the name of it. No, that was more the premise.
That was basically the studio.
That was
two lads in a van.
I remember Paddy Courtney used to do a routine.
I know the one you were talking about. You were talking about when there was supposed to be a famous Bluey performer.
Is that
and
it?
And was going around Ireland, and she, because there was supposed to be a GAA lad in it and everything, wasn't there?
Was there?
Well, yeah.
GAA and Blue movies just don't work together, you know. Oh, crack the backside of me there with the hurling stick. Like, it just doesn't work. You know, show us this. Go on, get your slitter out. Like, it's not. It doesn't have the same thing, you know. Paddy Courtney used to do it. Imagine a Bluey in Irish he used to do on stage, you know.
Yeah.
And oh, katapi, 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 come on. You know, stupigy, stupigy. Oh, buiga slidia. Like, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't lend itself to the same sort of thing, you know.
But there was a time when even normal movies were nearly
Bluey.
You didn't have to go, like, all that hardcore stuff that the Germans and everything to be into.
And
where you'd need a blooming strimmer and everything before you get to, you know what I mean?
How they didn't start friction fires.
But so, like back in the old days, you know, a movie that was on general release, you know,
would be bad, good
like
enough, yeah.
Barbarella.
Or
something. Or
anything like that. There was or if you were lucky enough and your dad went to bed early, you'd stick on Channel 4. And then there'd be you'd see the thing in the corner, the black
French,
and white.
They were great.
For anything French with the cigarettes in it, you were there to be tits and this now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't know what it was about. But it was just a woman looking out the window in black and white, smoking a cigarette. What was that again? And she'd, for some reason, she'd have one knocker out. And you'd be like, oh, and you'd be there, that'll do.
That'll do.
Or else, even if you were lucky enough, the travel
brochures.
I'm
only 12, in fairness.
Remember the travel brochures coming through the door?
Oh. Bikini clad.
Woo!
Wow.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Even the Argos catalog.
What?
Yeah, the brassiere section.
The lingerie models.
Oh, the brassiere section of the Argos catalog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, things were tough back then.
You see,
then.
It was easier to understand. At least you knew whenever there was subtitles, then there'd be a bit of bluey.
That was always
a bit of blue if there were subtitles. Now it's God almighty. Sure, everybody's doing subtitles
it's
now.
All, dirt.
All these people who speak different languages.
And you remember even the language that was used? My man, Dad, used to always say, you're not watching any of that. There's bed hopping and that. Bed hopping. Do you remember bed hopping? Yeah.
Bed hopping.
People hopping in and out of bed with each other. And they'd be talking about Dallas or Dynasty.
Yeah.
Where everyone was covered from the ankle to the neck and then going to bed with their hair done. Earrings in and a full face of makeup. I mean, maybe there. Oh, Jesus! All them Americans. It's all this bed hopping. That's all it is old bed hopping.
I remember. You know, remember that the worst thing that could ever happen to you is if you were if something appeared on a normal television thing that was even, as you say, even like risque.
Yeah.
Like somebody's I don't know, dressing gown. All you see would be their back.
Yeah.
But their dressing gown or whatever. Their dressing gown.
The dress.
What sort of?
That's what Jim looks for. Jim gets it, opens up the internet and he's on his own. Types in, dressing gown.
Yeah, good cotton ones that'll keep you warm.
Cotton dressing gown, 1973.
But you know that, and you'd be caught in that thing where you'd be in the room with, and your man and dad be there.
Yeah, oh, and remember the most awful thing.
The
even a long Frenchie would be enough to make it awful.
And you could feel everybody going, oh no.
The whole house.
God, oh no.
Your dad there, is there a mug control room?
Yeah. Somebody would have to break the silence with something like, is anybody making a cup of tea?
Yeah, I'm making myself. I'm making myself. That'd be my offer. We ever used to walk in, sit down. Walk in, sit down. Look around and go, oh, fucking making myself then, will I? And then walk out. Never even asked.
Like you were supposed to know in advance. Have his tea ready.
Yeah. So there you go, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's too easy to guess nowadays.
I believe they even have it onto the internet now.
They do, yeah. No, I wouldn't be going into that. I wouldn't be going into the internet. You know.
For anything.
Yeah, for anything.
You can never get what you want.
And honestly, I actually wouldn't. Even if I buy a pair of trousers, I could spend 170 quid on a pair of trousers off the internet. And if they come into the wrong size, I have no idea what to do. I just keep them for the rest of my life.
That's probably why you stopped on the blueies.
When was I on the blueies?
Because when you used to be able to go into a shop and get one, and then you could try it on.
You try it on, yeah.
Whereas with the internet now, you don't feel as comfortable, do you know?
Wait, I tell you, I swear to God this is true. I swear to God, right? I was a courier, you know, for years up and down the motorbikes and all. Only a young lad or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a little sex shop.
Right.
And I went in and bring in the package. He goes, your man was like, he was very camp man. He was like, do you mind waiting there? And just have to have a look and make sure everything's there before you let you go. I said, yeah, no bother, yeah. As usual, I was lost. So
when you walked in, did you say, that's a big helmet?
No, yeah, it got worse than that.
No way.
Got a lot worse than that.
Stop.
Yeah, and then he went back into the shop, right? And he started, and he goes looking at it, and I was walking around looking at the things, you know, all the pictures and the video at the time covers.
Yeah.
And I was there, yeah, whatever. And it was like, you know, it's now Uncle Pissy's house, and you know,
again, Maggie. I never want to.
Maggie's.
I'm never going to ask you to choose a bluey for me.
I would never.
Uncle Pissy's house.
Well, that's not
what.
And Maggie's. Dizzy Palace and all these, they got all these things, and you know,
wow.
bandits of the rear end five, and like all these different things, you know. I was just like browsing, babe. I wasn't into it, I was just seeing
it's
what
good
was
job
in
you
it.
Didn't go into the adult entertainment industry as a maker,
as a producer, imagine.
Yeah. You know what we need? We need one of PJ Gallagher's great titles.
Yeah.
They said they fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't tell you how many copies of Bandy 5.
Bandy 5. Testicle Oranges 7 or whatever. Brilliant. And your man came out. Your man came back out. And he goes, were you looking around? I was there, And he goes, did you see anything you like? I was there, no, it's not really. I don't know much about it now. And he goes, yeah, tell you something. If you see anything you like, I'll have another one later going out here, you know, package or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, just tell me what you like, and if you want, you can we can sit down here, I can clock the door, we can have a wank together. I went,
what?
I shouldn't tell this story, William. Better edit out the name of the. I shouldn't have put the location in the shop. Can somebody edit out the name or the location of the shop?
But he said to you, we can sit down and.
Tell a hand wank with him. It's up to you. And I went, thanks. And he says, that's all good anyway, the package, I don't have to do it. And I was there, thank you. And anyway, the next time I came up on the radio, I didn't answer. That's all I say.
We can sit down.
Yeah. If you see anything you like the look of, you know, I locked the door, whatever, you know, we can have a wank or whatever. I don't want to say that. Thanks. Yeah. I was there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you turned around, you went, well, you know that one there, shishy shishy gang?
You don't have Uncle Pissy's Orange Balls 5, do you?
Just, I've seen the first four.
Just the first four were fairly good, but he was getting close to something. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to record that. Yeah.
Anyway. I have a funny feeling this podcast isn't going out this week, I'll be honest with you.
I'll tell you what, maybe they'll probably cut out all of this bit and just give you the best bits from during the week.
Yeah.
Which included, we were talking about fake grass. Now, there's no drug related correlation to that at all. There's no, right? It was genuine.
Oh, yeah, no, it's actual fake grass.
I was actually about to say it was genuine fake grass.
Yeah, yeah. Which sounds like something I would have said trying to describe a movie. Yeah. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was
there's outrage.
And the outrage that it's creating in, over the, well, the recent past.
Yeah, it's all right. You'll never recover yourself thinking back to those days. I know, when your man asked you to sit. Anyway, yeah. So the fake grass thing, that was, we were talking about that during. Also, something that PJ has never been a fan of, has been quite outspoken about how much of a not fan he is. Again, stupid language there. But Sea swimming,
yeah.
No, that showed up again.
It showed up again, and it's just showed, there's a story that shows how particularly crazy at least 25% of them are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, on the subject of smells, because that's, trust me, that'll be related to the sea swimming content. But on the subject of smells, the best one ever, as far as men were concerned, got revealed during the week. Came as a little bit of a surprise.
A huge surprise, yeah.
Particularly to you, who thought it would be the smell of your own fart.
Well, I didn't think that. I was on the spot and asked a stupid question.
All will be revealed. And also, the worst advice that you can get.
Yeah, which is like basically the advice you get from everyone, to be quite honest.
Simple as that. Mm. Anyway, listen, have a little listen, and we'll chat to you the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
The other glorious thing that happened over the weekend was I gave my new grass its first cut.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was a momentous
day. Look at
you,
Jim.
On Friday afternoon.
He was preparing for this for the last 2 months. You want to hear, amazing.
It was,
yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, I'm delighted for you.
Screech was out. And now it's and was perfect. Oh, it looks great, just to say. Anyway, just thought people might be interested in that.
Jim looks at his grass the way, you know, like a farmer. After years of toil, he looks at his orchard, when his orchard is finally finished, you know, or his vineyard, the first thing, the vineyard. It's a bit like that, isn't it?
It was like being a proud father overlooking your grass.
Yeah, see, I'm delighted for you, because nothing in the world has ever made me more unhappy than cutting grass. So I'd be one of these,
well,
given
now,
the chance,
the
I'd be a plastic or a fake lawn person.
You see, I will agree with you on that, it was, you know, the idea of seeing how it was going to turn out was great.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it and I was sweating off myself.
Oh, yeah. And then you have
and kept having to empty the grass thing.
The bucket and all.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. And the dog pools and all. Oh, gee. It's not worth it to me.
No dog pools, thank you very much.
Oh, no. They were human pools then, weren't they? You'd always get one of them.
But then I did suddenly realise, sugar, no. Now I'm going to have to keep doing this now.
Forever.
And a day. Yeah.
And you see, I'd be one of these fake grass people, but I've no idea.
A fake grass person?
Yeah, whoa, it looks so real now. It's brilliant.
Right.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Not expensive, though, I'd say.
Yeah, but isn't that the point? It's expensive once. Look at you. You're going to be buying petrol for a lawnmower for the rest of your life, forever, 100 years or something. And then when you, like in the next 6 months, when you're too old to move yourself, you're going to have to get a gardener in to do it for you.
Yeah.
You know? So
I wish I was wealthy. I'd always choose to have kind of somebody just come in and do the job.
Same here.
You know what I mean? Anybody who takes, you know, oh no, I love the sense of satisfaction. Do you?
Do you?
I love the sense of sitting down.
I love not doing that at all. We could do a deal here, you know.
But anyway, you'd go fake, would you?
I would, but I never realised how controversial that was. Like, so Stephanie, my friend, put up on her Instagram, because she's a mother now, so everything has to go on Instagram.
Of course.
You know, like, everything has to go on. Everything.
Yeah, yeah, literally. So he's farted again.
So, yeah, yeah. So it's like, what's the benefits of fake grass as opposed to real grass, you know? And my God, it was like she says, is it okay to be a racist? It was, people went bananas. They were like, how dare you, fake grass? Think about the bees. Have you no appreciation for birds and where they're going to live? And an ant might eat choke on it. Or whatever. I don't know. I didn't say that.
Right.
But it was like, but they went mad. And now there's like apparently 25% of people are trying to ban fake grass altogether. This because is a big middle class problem. It'd be some lad in a Range Rover.
Disgraceful to have a fake lawn on my street.
And then he starts up his Range Rover.
His 8 litre.
Yeah, yeah. And 5 boards fall out of the tree above it and just choke to death. You know?
Wow, so it's a big... You're killing the environment.
You're
with
killing
your,
it, apparently.
With your artificial...
It's so bad for the environment, apparently. That,
so obviously
saying.
Then, I assume then they're condemning kind of like those football pitches that are
fake
and everything as well, are they?
Because the bees! The bees! and the fox going in, he thinks he's going to dig through it. And you never find a... Well, I was going to say, you'll never find an underground chicken. I don't think that's even an animal. But you'll never find...
An underground chicken.
Or whatever
foxes
hunt for, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know those, yeah.
Unlikely
an
to be
underground.
An underground
chicken is a mole or something, is it?
Possibly. But I assume if you had fake grass, you could still... You can cut through it, can't you? And plant flowers.
Yeah, but that'd defeat the purpose. You're working again, you know. That's I'd be all for it. I just want something to look all right. And
yeah.
I might basically want to...
To be fair to you, actually, you are the greatest environmentalist of them all. Because your attitude is, I want a wild meadow. Not because I love wild meadow, just because it involves me doing absolutely nothing to it.
Yeah.
Let it grow wild.
Let it
grow. Who
cares? That's what my mom said to Kelly, you know, look, wild flowers. She's like, they're weeds and they're, Kelly, they're wild flowers.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Getting back to the beach thing. You know what I mean? The one advantage, I suppose, of not getting to the beach is that all those people that you give out about all the time...
Sea swimmers.
...probably won't have been as active. Although, to be honest with you...
They don't
sure, weather
care.
Weather wouldn't bother them.
Nothing puts
suppose
off a sea
swimmer. If you're getting
swimmer.
Into a cold sea, it doesn't matter if it's cold outside.
Nothing puts off sea swimmers. Sea swimmers are deranged. Listen to this, right? There's a thing in the paper, right?
Mm.
23% of people... 23% of people say... That they're getting put off sea swimming because of the sewage and all that, you know.
Right.
Poo and pee, you know, in the water.
23%?
Yeah, now, that to me says over 70% of sea swimmers go, poo! Nothing, love a bit of poo in the morning. Nothing will stop me swimming, going through the motions. There, literally. Nothing will stop me going through the motions. Pee and poo. I remember doing the lifeboat stuff and all. And genuinely, it was mad. You know, the rain would come down and all the sewage would get all...
overflow or whatever, yeah.
And you'd see from the air, drone shot, literally a line of poo, a river of poo walking its way through Dublin Bay. And then they're all going down there, Monkstown and all, with their belts under their arms and everything.
And what do you call those big coats things that they all wear now?
The dry robes.
Dry robes.
And they're just there going, swimming through the poo, it's great for your mental health. I've never felt better. It's like medication for the soul.
Especially when it's really cold.
Freezing
There's
cold.
There's nothing better than freezing cold and river of poo.
Was there at least when it's raining, so when you can get out, the river of poo will be washed off you.
Yeah, like, I suppose that's the advantage, of a wet July.
I never forget getting out of the
I have to say,
foot.
You smell a lot better, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Since the rain came.
Yeah.
Coming back from your swims.
Every time it rains, you smell better. Do you think there might be something in that? You know?
I can't believe only 23% would be put off by it.
Yeah, they're mad. Sea swimmers are mad. I'll never forget it. Going into the sea. Every so often, it's like someone talks me into it. I'm like, it can't be as bad as I think it is.
Yeah, well, like when you were in Dunleary, I know you were mainly doing the RNLI stuff, but you would have been tempted to wander down. It's literally on your doorstep.
Yeah, and I did. And I went down again. I says, it can't be that bad. There's like 300 of them there every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got in again.
Greystones is huge as well. There's loads of them there when, like, the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
With the happy camper lads.
Anyway,
not happy camper.
Happy pair.
Happy pair lads, yeah. They probably are happy campers. As well, to be very honest with you.
And then I got out of this, I'd say, I was like, literally, that's the worst thing ever. And she was like, it's so good for your mental health. I was there, well, why is this the worst I felt all week?
Yeah.
My feet are all dirty. My clothes are shabby. It's roasting hot.
Actually,
I'm all cold. I hate
it's
it.
Funny
I
that,
hate
it's funny that when you were in Pat's that they didn't decide the best way to treat you was to throw you into a poo-filled cold water tank.
Yeah.
That's very good for you, you know.
That's very good
for your mental health.
Why don't you feel better? Maybe there's not enough poo.
A few people on about the old sea swimming and beaches and whatnot. There's somebody who's listening to us in Bilbao at the moment.
I'd love to go there.
Lovely bit of beach going on over here, but unfortunately back to work tomorrow.
from whoever that is.
Ah, well.
Anyway. Carmel's been on about the old gag, how do you know a sea swimmer? They tell you they're a sea swimmer. Why is that? Where's the kind of virtue signalling in that?
I don't know. I think it's just...
If somebody's a vegan, right, and they give you the big one about being a vegan, it's because they're trying to save the animals or the planet or whatever, yeah. Right?
And if someone...
Where is it in the sea...
From Cork, it's the superiority complex.
Well, there you go.
And if it's the sea swimmer, I think it's a way of saying I can put myself through hardship and enjoy it. Is that something about it?
I don't know. Yeah, just seem, like.
Or is it? Are we just being real cynical? Is it just people saying this? It's actually lovely, and we enjoy it, and you might too, and you know.
Yeah, who knows?
Although I don't like.
Paul the Fitter's been on. It says, "Morning lads, I go for a dip weekly in Portmarnock, yeah. And the council have installed a shower out there to rinse off the poo, etc.
But you see,
when you get out of the water,
you know, I just.
It's my birthday today. I'm 44. Will you play Def Leppard? Well, we've already played a bit of Def Leppard.
We played Def Leppard, yeah. See, do you know, but you weren't swimming in the pool,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, you were. That's probably what happened. You were clogged up at the time. You'd got, well, God knows what in your ears when we were playing Def Leppard a little bit earlier on. But anyway, like, well, that's, you know, it's good that Paul sees that as progress, that now there's a shower that he can wash the poo off himself when he's had a sea swim.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
It's grand. It's just I prefer not to get the poo on me myself. Now I'm just never going to be able to say it's not Poot Marnock forever. Yeah.
And come here, listen, the other thing I meant to ask you is there sea swimming, like, championships? I know there's...
Oh, there is. Races and all.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, specifically, it's something that's come on board with it. I don't just mean standard kind of, you know, trying to get from Ireland to England or something or whatever else, you know, swimming the channel or whatever.
Well, so,
saying, is it going to become like that, that this, they'll turn it into a, you know, like... What, like, there's a tree-hugging championship.
Oh, there is a tree-hugging,
example.
Yeah, yeah. It was
right.
One in Scotland, yeah.
Now, that started off as a mental health wellness thing. You know, you were meant to hug a tree, and that
hug
was supposed
tree,
to give
yeah.
you a sense of enormous well-being.
Yeah.
And now there's tree-hugging championships,
yeah,
for God's
is,
sake.
Yeah, there is, yeah. And there was one. I don't know exactly what sort of things you have to do to the tree to score points or anything.
Maybe you just hang on there for as long as you can.
You have to kiss it or say nice things to it or something. Say, like, I'd never let a squirrel... I'll let you be covered in poo, like the sea. I'd never do that. I'll make sure the squirrels don't eat all your nuts. I'll keep you free.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you do a tree hugging thing, but it was one. It's an actual thing,
right?
And like you said, people came from all over the world to hug trees, and do the.
So that's what could be
championship.
Ahead. Because that's what could be ahead for sea swimmers.
How do
like there might be a sea swimming champion? Maybe you have to. It's the poo obstacle course or something, you'd have to do it. Or
fish kissers. I don't know, it'd be like fish kissers. Yeah, that's what I'm going to get into, fish kissing. It's like tree hugging, except it's more literal. And you get to actually have some affection with another living thing. You get in, you grab it.
A tree is a living thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't got a face like a mullet.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Come here. Have you ever heard of this expression, right? Mr. Learned, kind of, I can tell you everything you need to know about everything.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of olfactophilia?
Olfactophilia? No, I don't think I have. That's
right.
New to me.
Well, apparently, olfactophilia is when the smell of something makes you get a bit all frisky and hot under the collar and everything.
Oh, right, yeah, well, I don't understand that.
Apparently, they're saying that, you know, how much you're attracted to somebody else is could have an awful lot to do with your nose, your hooser.
Definitely.
Which will give you an advantage over
I'd well believe that. I'd well believe that, because I had the opposite last night. Remember your man that came up to say hello to us? My God, man, he smelled like he'd escaped from the... I don't know. From
what?
The toilet, from the dirty toilet room. Do you remember that, lad? You know who I'm talking about. I know you do.
Yeah, but you see, there was a lot between me and the person you're talking about, including you, which is probably a good thing.
Oh, my God. So I'd well believe if somebody...
No,
if
this is the opposite. This is when somebody...
That's what I'm saying. If something can be that much pushing you away, that if something smells absolutely amazing, you'd be so attracted to it instead.
I suppose that makes sense, because that's obviously where the whole kind of aftershave and perfumes and all that sort of stuff, that's been around since time immemorial, isn't it?
And did you know, now that you're on that Lynx Africa, the humble, famous, very famous, and very controversial Lynx Africa, has been named the greatest fragrance of all time in Ireland? And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, deodorants and stuff. They're saying, like, better than the spice bag, or better than a full Irish, better than the Guinness factory, better than pizza, better than donuts. That's Lynx Africa has been what people have voted as
so
the best
even,
smell.
It wasn't even about, like, a personal smell. It wasn't that to do with attraction to another person or anything like that. It was actually the fact that it smells better than even having your fish and chips or something.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, if you were covered in Lynx Africa, they'd be there going, have you smelled Jim McCabe? I mean, I know he escaped from the jungle, but he just smells wild and free.
Lynx Africa.
Lynx Africa, yeah. I don't, it's something
it was
must,
a phenomenon.
It was, and
to be
still
fair.
Is a phenomenon. Apparently 85% of Dubliners, for some reason Dubliners in particular, say they could like pick it out of a lineup. You know what I mean? If there was like a fragrance lineup, they'd be able to go, yeah, that's it, Lynx Africa. Couldn't
oh
deny
God.
It. Yeah.
So is it still popular? Are people still using it?
It's still really popular. I genuinely didn't know.
No.
To me, Lynx Africa is the smell of wild youth. The smell of, you know,
it was
young
the smell
lads
of
full
when
of amoratic
yeah.
intentions.
When you couldn't afford to go into places like Brown Thomas and all that sold proper aftershave.
Yeah, you went, yeah.
That's, it was the smell of that.
I know, you're getting...
It was like when you were on a budget and you had to smell of something.
Yeah.
And your choices were Lynx Africa, Old Spice, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Lynx Africa, Old Spice, maybe a bar of Imperial Leather
High
soap.
Karate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And now it's become like the greatest fragrance ever. People have been wearing it for over 11 years at a time. And
wow.
Yeah, and they've sold so much of it in Ireland. Here's a great statistic for you. They've sold so much of it in Ireland, they could have filled Dublin's convention centre 54,000 times. It's
oh
no wonder
God.
The smell of Ireland is the smell of Lynx Africa.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, do they have Lynx Ireland available for sale in Africa?
Imagine they do.
Lynx Ireland.
Love that.
Can you imagine what that fragrance would be made up of?
What does that smell like? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Smells like Hill 16 on All Ireland Sunday. Whoa.
God,
beautiful.
You can't get enough of that.
Better scent. Yeah, it's like sausage rolls mixed with Guinness and straw.
Yeah, yeah.
And put under your armpits.
Yeah. By the way, can I just, am I allowed to point out to the Nova Nation that when you were quizzed about, like, you know, what your guess would be as to what the greatest ever, or what men regarded, or whatever it was, whatever
what's
it was expressed
to you. What's the greatest fragrance?
Fragrance, yeah. Or what you know, what fragrance do people love the most?
Yes.
PJ's response was, the smell of their own farts.
Well,
it?
Okay, I didn't understand the context of the question.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Terrible advice is something that I think Jim would quite say with confidence that I would give on occasion. I'd say.
Well, you rarely want to hand out advice.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. In fact, in fairness to me, actually, most of the time someone says what their predicament is and I go, jeez, I'd hate to be you.
yeah.
Or, oh my yeah. God, I wouldn't trade places with you, to be honest with you. Or, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be giving out advice or sympathy.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be there going, I don't know what to tell you, man. That's brutal. That is just awful.
Yeah, yeah. Or else your other response.
I hope that's not terrible for too long.
Your other response would be,
yeah, yeah, I'll let you tell. No way. Did you tell that to Dan? He'll love that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. God, that's one of the most miserable things I ever heard.
That's the worst thing I ever heard.
Text them now.
Ah, text Dan. He'll put it in the news, man. That's great. Yeah, so I'm probably not the person to come to. But it turns out that bad advice is the most given advice. Now, that's not a surprise, really, you know. And they ask people, what's the worst advice or worst life guidance you've ever been given, you know? And it's all the stuff. We all know this one. Number one on the list. Just stop worrying. What are you worried about?
What a stupid thing to say. Yeah.
I'm saying to everyone, I have twins on the way. I'm nearly 50. I'm, jeez, I don't know what way this is going to go. You know, I'm a bit worried. Looking forward to it now, but I'm a bit worried. Don't just do the excited bit and don't do the worrying. Your job's done.
That's,
you know, just as simple as that. That's,
I mean, even like, now, nobody cop with that.
So stupid that
like,
is.
You wouldn't choose to be worrying.
Yeah, calm down.
So the idea of saying, ah, do you know something? I'm fed up worrying now, I'll leave it.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favourite thing to do in the weekends when you're on your own time? Oh, worrying.
Yeah.
I just love lying there in a nervous ball. Actually, this kind of is what Jim does. The nervous ball of agitation, wondering how the
you
world
don't see
will
that
crush
many,
me.
In many hobby lists for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why that is. But, yeah, you're right. It's just a stupid thing to
it's
say.
It's just
isn't
a
it?
Stupid thing to say. And
because it's the equivalent, right, for me, of, you know, the way if I say that I can't sleep or something or whatever, I'm not sleeping well, and somebody goes, you should sleep.
You need
sleep's very. Yeah. If you don't get enough sleep, it's very bad.
I know you're up early in the morning, Jim, but like you really should sleep.
Yeah, and you're going, I know.
I know. Do that, you go to bed.
No, you should. Oh, you need to sleep, man. I know I need to
Have you tried closing your eyes, though? Have you tried that closing your eyes now?
No, it never occurred to me.
You should try and get into bed and pretend you're asleep until you go asleep. Have you tried that? People, it's just a I'm just talking to you. You don't have to get to the routine. Here's a really good one, right? Under no circumstances should you not speak your mind. Always speak your mind, no matter what. That is the most terrible advice.
Correct.
That is the most terrible advice. You know these people who say, oh, she's gas. Rita's gas. She always says what she's thinking. Oh, geez, she's rude. She's just a rude.
Yeah.
Vile person.
And she literally has no sense of compromise.
I'm not talking about a real reason by any sense, in case anyone thinks so. But no sense of consequence or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, are you eating again? She'll just
literally ruin the mood for absolutely everybody, cause a scene, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
When everybody else was perfectly happy.
Everybody else was totally happy.
But she decided, I'm speaking my mind.
Yeah, look at that bottle patch on you, you hungry little gitcher. Sorry, I'm just speaking my mind.
Yeah.
You know.
God, you're at the pile on the weight.
Stacey.
And I'll tell you that colour. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I wouldn't put that shirt on a fire, never mind a human being. You're like, it's just, don't be rude. Yeah. You know, and then it's like, you know, the forgive and forget, as if it's that easy. And then other people who say the opposite. Fight fire with fire. Revenge is sweet. You know them?
Wow.
Yeah. Just say, you know, yeah, I'll tell you what you do.
They're probably the same people who say speak your mind.
Yeah, just take a couple of years, say nothing, and then when they don't see it coming, go back and just break all the windows in their house.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if that's, and there's loads of them. There's people, of course, then who have advised people to invest in funds and all their money is gone. That's always going to be bad advice. Or they've ended up in debt because somebody's told them it would be a good idea to do something.
The people who offer you advice, right, offer. Like, I mean, there are times, let's face it. I mean, there would be.
People who put people themselves out there up as the village elder sort of thing.
Yeah, are going to be surprised by this. But there would be times I'd come to PJ for advice.
Yeah, now he would be struggling bad now at that point.
But there are certain areas where you would be, you know what I mean? You'd be knowledgeable within.
Like,
well, I don't put me on the spot. I can't think of any now. But it's one thing to seek advice.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, this person will know.
Yes.
They'd have a good insight.
Yeah.
But you ever notice that the people who voluntarily offer you
give
advice
it to you,
are the people you least want advice from?
Yeah.
You would never seek their counsel.
I'll tell you what you should do.
That's exactly the words.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you should do. No, honestly.
Don't. It's too late.
I would never ask
come to you for anything. I literally would never come. If this person was, I don't know, say a butcher or something. And, you know, a butcher from Crumlin. This could be anyone now.
I know, yeah. We're talking totally random.
Yeah, totally random. Totally a butcher random. From Crumlin. Maybe his nickname, but not a real name. Bomber or something like that.
Oh, right?
Something
mad, yeah.
So totally unrealistic. No one's like that. Then, you know, yeah.
Tell you what you should do.
Come here to me.
Honestly.
Yeah,
I'll tell you now, right?
I'll tell you what you need to do. You just need, right, to live in a camper van in Portugal. You sell the dog, you'll probably get 10 grand for it. Yeah. And then, this is what I do. If I was you, here's what I do. Right? You know?
You're mad. You need to. No.
Yeah.
Honestly, trust me. I think I'll work this one out.
Thanks, Bomber, for naming a sausage after me. But I won't take your advice if you don't mind.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Right, there we go. I'm not really sure there's much left for us to say. I think we've probably done enough damage.
I think it's too much has been said
to be
already.
Honest, although that we may have created massive demand among them. Well, I don't even know where. I suppose internet ordering or something now.
If you're internet ordering. If you're into internet ordering and you're looking for a cowboy hat and socks combo, the link will be attached to this podcast.
Hello. Hello. I'd like to order the internet online. Yeah. What are you doing hello for?
What do you mean? Who's this? Do you have Langer's like feet? 15.
No, not you personally. I'm saying to you, it's a movie.
Could you get it off the internet and send it to me in a box?
Oh my God. Anyway, we should get out of here before you come out with one of your other weird stories of your past when people invite you to do really inappropriate things.
Honestly, we should definitely take out the location because that is a huge mistake on my part.
Oh man.
Oh God.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.